Right now, we're working with our teachers and school board to work through the schematic design process, which is, you know, we have the outline of the building and we're working on the interior pieces of it right now. And as far as the building goes, that's what we're working with them. We're working with our civil engineers on our septic system, because that's got to be taken out and a new one installed, which will be good. We found out that our current septic system has been at end of life for quite some time, so it'll be good to get a whole new septic system for the entire building on this plot of land here at the junior senior high currently.
And then as far as timeline, when you hope to complete, you know, the design phase and then get ready for construction or groundbreaking, is it too early in the game to talk about that yet?
Yeah, a little bit. That's something that we'll rely on BLDD, the architect, to be able to give us a better, more specific. Right now, like, we're looking for some groundbreaking potentially around that August timeline. But as far as, you know, specific dates, no, we don't have anything specific, because it's, like I said, right now we're in that schematic design piece of it where we're designing, and we want to make sure that we're getting everything that we want, you know, moving forward for the next 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And so we're kind of going slow right now to be able to go fast once we get the approvals for all those designs.
And then you had mentioned kind of where the building is going to be constructed, kind of southeast of the south gym at the high school, but there is going to be a connection between the elementary school and the existing junior senior high school campus. Is that right?
Yeah, there'll be a secure entrance connection there. So, you know, as far as we see, as far as anybody else or even the building, there won't be any access from that elementary to the high school, junior high, unless you know, the district wants you to have access to it. And that's for efficiency purposes, but also the gym that is now required for us to build is a storm shelter. And so that gym for the new elementary building will be able to withstand like an F4 direct hit tornado, and that gym will be able to house every student staff member in the junior senior high and the elementary together. So you know, for a safety purpose, that's a huge piece for us. You know, sometimes that inclement weather in the springtime gets a little rough sometimes around here, so that's a big piece that we like, and potentially offer some opportunities, you know, if we want kids to interact with each other, or, you know, I said efficiency of staff members across different buildings too. So like I said, it's not something that the kids, they'll have a separate bus drop off, everything will be separate except for a couple doors that are secure entrance to them.